You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's northwest side on this blustery, cold Friday, Lenten Friday here in Chicago. Be careful walking. There's a lot of slippery spots. What was wet and rain last night is now frozen over this morning. And unfortunately, we are not having with us today co-host Graziano Marcheschi, who's under the weather. So, Graz, if you are listening to the program this morning, know that our prayers are with you for a quick recovery and back on your feet soon. So, Graziano Marcheschi, not with us here this morning, but know that our prayers are with you, Graz. We have a tremendous Lenten program lined up with Ash Wednesday 2 days ago, and it's a time of renewal and conversion, a starting over, a time of penance. We have three wonderful segments lined up, and our first segment is with Father Andy Alexander S.J. and Maureen McCann Waldron, authors of Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey, published by Loyola Press. And Father Alexander is Vice President for University Ministry at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and a member, along with co-author Maureen Waldron, of Creighton's Collaborative Ministry Office. Together, they co-founded the Creighton University Online Ministries website. Their book emphasizes that Lent is about prayer and is written to reflect Ignatian spirituality. Welcome, Father Andy Alexander and Maureen McCann Waldron, to Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Good morning, Father Greg.
Good morning,
great
Father
to be
Greg.
With you.
Well, great to be with you. And, you know, maybe, you know, for our listeners, some of the most obvious things about Lent get by us. So for a moment, maybe, Father Andy, define what is Lent and why Lent?
Well, the first preface, the prayer that begins the Eucharistic prayer for Lent says, "You have given us this joyful season of Lent to prepare us to celebrate the Paschal mystery with mind and heart renewed." So it's really about renewing our minds and hearts to prepare to celebrate the Paschal mystery, and therefore it's about preparing our hearts to receive what God wants to give us.
Now, what's interesting was the one word you use that can really throw people off, or two words, joyful season.
Yes.
You know, maybe say something about people typically do not see the season of Lent as a joyful season.
You know, Father Greg, I think a lot of that's about our attitude. If we go into Lent saying, "Oh, this is Lent, this is so heavy," then that's what our experience will be. And if we go into it focusing only on, "Will I give up chocolate for Lent?" then the focus is on us. But if we focus on, "What can be different about this Lent? What does God want to give me? What is the grace God wants to give me for the next 6 weeks, this special grace of Lent?" it's a different experience.
And I really find that, you know, someone's asked me, why is Lent a season for 40 days? And my response is, for any of us to do anything well, it takes time. It's not going to be done in one day.
And we've just realized in our life so many times that we get into bad habits with lots of reinforcement. We live in a culture that reinforces so many things that don't support healthy living, that don't support life itself. And to develop the kind of habits, what we call virtues, that really center our lives on Jesus and center our lives on living the gospel, takes time. And so it's a season of grace, an opportunity to let God work in us. But it takes a program. It takes practice. And the church, our wisdom of our experience as Catholics, you know, take advantage of us being body persons. And so it's where we get our bodies. It's how we practice it. So it's the days of fasting at the beginning and at the end. It's the days of abstinence every Friday. but it's also all the kinds of practical things that involve changing our lives through prayer, penance, almsgiving, and, of course, the mystery of reconciliation.
And I really find that what's beautiful about Lent is two things. God forgives us. God never gives up on us. Sometimes we give up on God.
Yeah.
We are taking phone calls here at 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408 here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 here in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. And with the book written by Father Andy Alexander and Maureen McCann Waldron, Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey, the first three callers will receive a free copy. 312-255-8408. You don't even have to have a question or comment for our guest this morning, but be the first three callers, 312-255-8408, and receive a copy free, Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey. One thing you both kind of commented to earlier that I find fascinating, when you go into a Barnes & Noble, go into a Borders, any type of bookstore, and you have these whole sections on helping oneself get better in terms of how to lose weight, how to gain weight, how to build up the body, how to operate a computer, all these sections on mastery, to master this or master that. And I think we have to be careful that sometimes we get so involved in mastery that we can't forget about mystery. Let's not take the mystery out of it. So I have nothing against mastery, losing weight, gaining weight, whatever it may be, you know, playing basketball better, books on self-help. But ultimately, it's about mystery. So maybe for Andy and for Maureen, how did you come about writing this beautiful Lenten book?
Well, this really started with our website. We had a website about 10 years ago. We started writing daily reflections for our own faculty and staff here at Creighton University. It's a Jesuit university in Omaha. And we started writing reflections and began hearing from people around the world. We thought it was something for our own campus, and we soon realized we were hearing from a woman in Hong Kong who had heard about our website from a priest in Baltimore, and we were amazed at the power, and so we decided to start putting daily Lent prayers out. And then from our own experience, I'm married, my children were young at the time, how do we make Lent more real at home? Father Andy is a cook. Father Andy, maybe you want to say something about cooking during
Lent. Which happens to be Chapter 8, Cooking During Lent.
Well,
so Father Andy, talk to us about cooking during Lent.
Well, I think I learned over the years watching my family, my mother was a great cook, that when we grew up, there was a very conscious, deliberate, intentional change of season that happened in the way our family approached Lent. And it wasn't just, oh, we can't have meat, and so we have to, you know, do something else. It was a very deliberate penitential season. The mood changed. The atmosphere changed. And entering into Lent intentionally, the early fathers understood that fasting helped our prayer. Before it was penitential, it was an aid to prayer, that when Thanksgiving, when I've eaten too much, I'm really loggy, tired, sleepy, fat. But when I fast, when I'm without food, I'm more alert, I'm more aware, my consciousness is raised. And the fathers of the church fasted to be more available to that mystery you talk about. And so if we can consciously pray through the way we eat. So what we did is we've created some recipes that with prayers attached to them to help people not only avoid meat, for example, on Fridays, but a rice and beans recipe which allows us to eat in solidarity with two-thirds of the world.
I have a question for you, Father Andy. We talked about when the Lenten season approached in your home as a boy, the mood changed. We talked about earlier from that preface, a joyful season. Was it a joyful mood, or is a typical boy where you thought to yourself, this is a glum season?
I wouldn't have ever used the word glum. I guess I grew up in my family in the kind of parish we grew up in, a neighborhood parish. It was just different. There were more devotions, more things going on, Stations of the Cross every Friday. And I think as a kid, I felt excited. There was something different here, and we gave ourselves to it.
I remember when I was a boy, like I think it was in fourth grade at Mary Seat of Wisdom, and the nun asked the class, what are you giving up for Lent? And I said, homework. We have to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM on Father Greg Sackowitz, 312-255-8408. We're giving away the book entitled Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey. We'll be back right after a break. Do not touch that dial.
Young person aged 13 to 30, you're invited to the Bread of Life Retreat. It's scheduled for February 27th to March 1st at St. Benedict's Parish on West Irving Park Road in Chicago.
Join hundreds of young people for 3 days of prayer, adoration, singing, and learning more about our Catholic faith. Cardinal Francis George and Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra will be present to celebrate Mass and speak to our youth.
This Eucharistic-centered retreat will transform youth from being passive Christians to being active disciples of Jesus Christ.
Visit our website at www.breadoflifechicago.org or call 773-588-6484 for more information.
That's www.breadoflifechicago.org or call 773-588-6484.
Register today and be part of the Bread of Life retreat that will open hearts and change lives.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 a.m. on this very blustery, cold Friday morning in Chicago. Father Greg Sackowitz, our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. If you call, two books left, receive a free copy of Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey by Father Andy Alexander and Maureen McCann Waldron. And we do have on the phone a caller, and it's Alex. Welcome to Catholic Community Faith. And by the way, congratulations. You are the winner of the first book giveaway. Good morning, Alex.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's the first time I won anything. I'm so scared right now. My heart is just beating fast. My journey, I mean, I came from Poland maybe 23 years ago, and I really didn't understand my faith that much. I used to go to church, and I fell a lot of times. But now, I mean, we have two kids, me and my wife, and right now, this is the year that I really, my heart is changing, because I'm understanding what God is really calling of me, and right now we have two beautiful kids, and we're blessed, and we wanted to put them in the right direction, you know. And it's hard because I mean, they're great kids, but we just want to. I just want to ask a question.
What's your question, Alex?
How to ask them to give up for Lent?
Okay.
What should we ask?
Really? Okay, Father Andy and Maureen, how do you deal with children and asking them what to maybe give up for Lent?
Well, one of the things that we mention is that the whole family can ask, depending, of course, on the age of the children, but what are the moments in our family life where things go wrong? For example, every family gets into little spats, little fighting over possession of things. We're often thoughtless of each other. There's things that go wrong in our family. And if part of the process is to say what kinds of things need the light of grace, then we could say, let's give up talking loud during Lent. Let's give up calling each other names. Let's give up talking like they talk on television with the smart comebacks. Let's give up thinking of my needs first and think of the needs of others first. Now, kids may need some concrete thing each week, but I think giving up is one thing, but adding something is another. So a particular act of generosity that each of us might try to do each week might be a great way to do the practice of Lent as a family. Maureen, you've had children.
Yes, our kids. I know that children love Advent because there's something real. There's the Advent wreath every night. It's a ritual they know and understand. But there isn't that same kind of thing in Lent. You can make one up. You can take a tray and put on it basic symbols and add a crucifix. You know, it's the symbol of what this whole journey of Lent is about. You can have a bowl of water there. It reminds us of the Red Sea, the parting of the Red Sea, God leading his people. It reminds us of Jesus' baptism and our own baptism and how we were reborn into that new life. You can have a bowl of sand there. It reminds us of the desert journey and God leading his people through the desert, even in times when they didn't know where they were going, and how God leads us through our deserts in our own lives.
You know, I want to add that to that. It was a great question, Alex. First of all, congratulations again. Winning something for the first time in your life, and I'm very happy for you, and the book will be mailed to you at the address. But answering the question about giving up for Lent, see, there's two folds for me. There's nothing wrong in giving up for Lent, which I think is important, but also Lent is also a time of giving. I remember as a boy when my mother asked me what he had given up for Lent, I said, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said, well, that doesn't count. You don't like vegetables.
Yeah.
And so if you can do a giving up, it's something that we really enjoy, like chocolate, like someone giving up beer or cigarettes. But so Lent is not only a time of giving up, it's also a time of giving. So again, Alex, thank you for that great question. Maureen, I have a question for you. One of the chapters in the book deals with looking at marriage during Lent.
Yes.
Say something about that.
Well, I think it's a good time to kind of analyze our relationships and what's a more key relationship than the one to our own spouses. And when you talk about, Father Greg, giving up something, sometimes it's easier to give up chocolate than it might be to give up complaining, to give up that sarcastic remark. You know, in all of our relationships, there are ways we can make them better. We can love better. We can be more generous. And I think part of it is just taking the time. If every morning during Lent I take 1 minute and say, Dear Lord, help me to make my heart more generous and loving this day toward my spouse, by the end of 6 weeks, my marriage would be different. There's no doubt about it. And I can open my heart more. I can say, well, maybe I'll give up complaining. Maybe I'll give up saying scorekeeping. Well, how come I'm the one that always has to ask him how his day was? Why doesn't he ask me about my day? You know, there's ways we need to go beyond into more generosity.
Well, I do want to say this, and that is of if you want to know more about the Collaborative Ministry Office and the online ministries, the website is www.creighton.edu. And click on the word ministry at the top of the home page. You can order Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey from Loyola Press by visiting www.loyolapress.com, where you will also find some wonderful Lenten resources. I want to thank in a very special way our first guest on Catholic Community Faith, Father Andy Alexander, S.J. and Maureen McCann-Waldron, authors of Praying Lent, Renewing Our Lives on the Lenten Journey, published through Loyola Press. And Andy and Maureen, God bless you for this wonderful book you have written. God's blessings on your own Lenten journey. And we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sakowitz. Again, our phone number, 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break.
Are you or someone you know experiencing the sadness of infertility? Are you committed to spreading the gospel of life? Then join us on Saturday, March 28th at the Marriott O'Hare for a major conference on Dignitas Personae, the new Vatican instruction on bioethics. Dr. Thomas Hilgers, a pioneer in assisting infertile couples to have children, will present on NAPRO technology. Neuroscientist Father Tad Boholczyk will discuss the Church's guidance on artificial reproductive technologies. Cardinal George will present on the dignity of the human person, and Bob Gilligan will discuss key legislative issues that impact our faith. This event is sponsored by the Archdiocese of Chicago Respect Life Office, the Office for Evangelization, and Relevant Radio. Attendance is $35 and includes breakfast, lunch, parking, and materials. For more information or to register, go to www.respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
The Jewish and Catholic Communities of Chicago will co-sponsor the 14th annual Joseph Cardinal Bernardin Jerusalem Lecture on Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Park campus of DePaul University. Professor John Levinson will speak on monotheism and chosenness, the Abrahamic foundation of Judaism and Roman Catholicism. Dr. Levinson is Albert A. List Professor of Jewish Studies at Harvard Divinity School and recently co-authored Resurrection, the Power of God for Christians and Jews with Kevin Madigan of Harvard Divinity School. At the lecture, His Eminence Francis Cardinal George will attend and greet the audience. The date again is Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but reservations are requested. Please call 312-534-5325 to reserve your place. That number again is 312-534-5325. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith. I'm Father Greg Sakowitz. On Relevant Radio, 950 AM here in Chicago, our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And we're dealing with a whole theme of Lent. What is Lent? Why penance? It began on Ash Wednesday. And our guest in studio, we have with us Father Robert Powell, Franciscan, Director of Programs at St. Peter's in the Chicago Loop area. We'll discuss the richness of penance, and Lent is a time when we focus on penance, a very often misunderstood aspect of the Christian life. Welcome to the program, Father Robert Powell.
Good to be here.
And Father Bob, please tell our listeners what you said to me during the commercial before you stepped to the microphone.
Well, I spent 20 years in New Orleans, and friends have told me in Chicago, do you miss New Orleans and Mardi Gras? And I said, there's only one thing that can compare with Mardi Gras and New Orleans, and that's Ash Wednesday at St. Peter's.
And describe to our listeners what took place 2 days ago at St. Peter's in the Loop.
It was nonstop. And at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we had people lined up coming to receive ashes, coming out of the front doors of the church to the corners of Clark and LaSalle and around the corners. Nonstop,
wow.
Men and women, young and old, the whole world.
And
seemed to be there.
How many distributors of ashes were going at that time?
From 6 in the morning until 7 at night, we had 6 distributors of ashes nonstop all day.
Wow. And I love the line that I was using at St. Mary of the Woods, turn away from sin and be faithful to the Holy Gospel. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the Holy Gospel, which is one of the forms we can use. But, you know, we really want to focus on, there's so many aspects we can talk about Lent. And the focus now is penance. Any caller with a question or comment, please jump in, 312-255-8408. Father Bob, kind of connect the whole Lenten season with penance.
Well, I want to pick up on what that formula you used in giving ashes. Turn away from sin.
And be faithful to the gospel.
Be faithful to the gospel. A very important image there. It's all of Christian life is tied up in that expression. The gospel, the good news. The good news, God loves you unconditionally. God loves you in your sin to draw you back. Penance is coming home, to use the image that Jesus used in the gospel. So the first piece is believe in the good news, and repentance is, and penance is living according to that, living as one loved by God, living in the unconditional love of God. One of the great Carmelite mystics, Elizabeth of the Trinity, said, let yourself be loved.
And I think here's the thing. God does not need the Lenten season. We do.
Absolutely.
I remember a person said, well, we did this last year. And my response was, we are not the same people today as we were a year ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. And the Lenten season connected heavily with the notion of penance. But again, we talk about that preface, a joyful season, not something negative. But Lent is really an opportunity to probe the deepest part of oneself. And as you just said, Bob, so beautifully, that God loves us unconditionally. There is nothing, nothing, nothing that God will not forgive. But we have to be able to forgive ourselves, to let go, quit living in the past, and let the Lord embrace us unconditionally, and no better time than the Lenten season.
And I think the key piece in this is, once again, using the gospel metaphor, coming home.
Say more about that metaphor, coming home.
Well, coming home to what the late Thomas Merton called your true self. Because many of us are caught, and that is our sin, caught in our false self, caught in running after money, prestige, popularity, position, all kinds of things to try to empty or to fill up this empty part in ourself, which is designed by God for God alone.
In fact, I love that one image, one of your brother Franciscans, Father John Paul Caffiero. He gave a Lenten mission at St. Mary of the Woods about 6-7 years ago, and he held up a donut, and he said, is the hole a part of the donut? And people started laughing. He said, no, seriously. He held up the donut and said, is this hole a part of the donut? His response was, yes, because he said, if I fill up this hole, it's no longer a donut. It might be a Jelly Bismarck.
A punschki.
My background would be a nice, you know, custard punschki or apple filled punschki. And he said, we spend our whole lives trying to fill our hole, because he said the day we were born, there's a hole in our heart. He wasn't talking about a physical hole in the heart, which doctors say there happens to be one, a small one. We spend our whole lives trying to fill the hole in our heart with power, with sex, with accumulated wealth, goods, titles, power, position, and ultimately the hole can only be filled by God to find peace.
Yeah, that's what St. Augustine said, huh? You have created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless. That's that hole aching for God. I think we forget that we are desiring God at the very center of our being, and the temptation is we run after false gods. I mean, this isn't the story of the Exodus, which is a big Lenten Our Lenten journey is an exodus out of slavery, out of bondage. And you said, like, well, didn't we do it last year? Well, you know what they said about the Israelites leaving Egypt? It took them one night to get out of Egypt. It took 40 years to get Egypt out of the Israelites. And that's why Lent after Lent, we continually realize there's more. God desires more, and there's more life Christ is offering us.
And I think with our lives being so incredibly busy, Lent is an opportunity. It's like a speed bump along the road of life. And what do speed bumps do? The purpose of a speed bump, because I've hit a couple of speed bumps where I didn't slow down, and I thought I lost my front bumper. But a speed bump forces the car to slow down. For whatever reason, the speed bump is there. Lent is a phenomenal opportunity, a speed bump in life, to slow down and to really ask, who are you? Whose are you? That ultimately we belong to God, and to somehow connect the mystery of God with the mystery of our lives. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with our guest, Father Robert Powell, Franciscan from St. Peter's in the Loop. 312-255-8408. Jump in on the conversation regarding what is Lent, why Lent, why penance. We'll be back right after a couple of breaks.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on this very blustery, cold Friday morning. Time is coming up on 9:33 in the morning. As we do every year at this time, the Archdiocese of Chicago provides a link on the homepage of its website to Lenten resources to assist you on your Lenten journey. Visit us at www.archchicago.org for some wonderful Lent 2009 resources. And also visit the website of St. Peter in the Loop Church, www.stpetersloop.org, for more information on the programs of the Franciscan priest at St. Peter's, directed by Father Robert Powell. These include a Lenten pilgrimage, a retreat for busy people, and one given by Father Powell entitled Coming Home to Your True Self, which maybe we can talk about more during this segment. Father Bob, you mentioned yesterday with the Divine Office a beautiful quote from Pope Leo.
Yes, Pope St. Leo says in his homily, which we had in the Office of Readings of the Divine Office, that Lent is a time for us to do what we always do, but with a greater intention, with a little greater gusto.
Say that once again. Say that quote once again.
Lent is the time when we in the church are called to do what we always do, but with greater intention, with greater desire, with greater gusto.
And now this Lenten journey, what are the three questions you are posing to yourself, I presume to all of your listeners too?
And to my penitents at St. Peter's, I say there are three questions important for you. And As you answer these three questions, you will find the discipline of Lent appropriate for you. What do you need to stop doing?
Number one.
That could be all kinds of things. Could be eating donuts. It could be watching TV. It could be trying to control the world. What do you need to start doing? That whole list of things I want to do, I should do, I might do, I could do. Start doing. And what do you need to do with that greater intention? That's what Pope Leo was talking about.
Do you need to stop doing? What do you need to start doing? And question number three again.
And what do you need to do with greater intention, with greater consciousness, with greater desire or energy?
And the thing is, those then questions connect with one and two. And I like the whole thing of, because our lives are so busy, we need Lent. We need Lent. And also, please know, all of us, every one of us, we are sinners. And precisely because we are sinners, we are pursued where God runs after us. So I think my mother once said to me years ago, if I take one step toward God, God takes nine steps toward me.
Absolutely. And I think, take those three questions and now apply them to the three classic disciplines which we heard on Ash Wednesday: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those three disciplines are simple, in the body ways of walking closer to Christ. To stop putting off my prayer.
In fact, Bob, say something about the three forms of penance. Say something about prayer.
Prayer, I think, once again, is not prayers. We pray prayers in order to be prayerful. And prayer is essentially, St. Teresa said, is lifting the heart and mind to God. But we don't have to lift it up to God. God's with us. We're not with God. It's living in God's presence.
I remember I read the great line somewhere, prayer is not my getting God's attention. Prayer is God's getting my attention.
Absolutely. And so often isn't our prayer a bunch of things we tell God, our agenda? Prayer is listening. The greatest act of love in a relationship you can tell is that they listen. A wife says to a husband, you're not listening to me. God says to us many times, oh yeah, I heard your agenda, but you're not listening.
There's a lot of truth in that comment that God gave us, you know, one mouth and two ears. We should listen twice as much as we speak.
Absolutely.
There's truth in that.
And I think the heart of prayer is, I mean, our liturgy, we're given the richest resources to pray. The Psalms, I mean, for me, Psalm 51 just takes me all year to go through it. The opening line, have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. Three times in the first verse, mercy, compassion, kindness, that's who God is. Can we hear those words of Scripture and let them anoint our heart so that we're not afraid to come to confession and make a clean break old patterns?
Or to spend part of the Lenten season reading Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son,
Absolutely.
The prodigal father. And what I find is that, you know, if there was one story from Scripture, or specifically the four Gospels, I think culminates in who God is. It's the story of the prodigal son.
Absolutely.
Where God waits for us and then doesn't even want to hear our speeches or apologies, embraces us and says, welcome home.
And you know how beautifully it says in that gospel, and he saw his son from a long way. We're sometimes far from God, but God's eyes are on us and they're calling us. They're beckoning us. I think it was not just his stomach that got that boy out of that pig pen. It was the memory of his father.
And what people don't realize is that you take the beginning part of that story, the prodigal son. When the story begins, you know, a father had two sons, and the younger son says, Father, give me my half of the share of the property so I can get out of here. Interesting, in that culture at that time, the property was divided upon the death of the father,
Absolutely.
And then the property is divided among the boys in the family. So the younger son is really saying to his father is, old man, drop dead.
Exactly.
Because since he couldn't get the property value until he's dead, he's really saying is, old man, drop dead. I want it now. So the father knew exactly what the boy was saying, and yet When the boy goes, he waits every day for his son to come home.
And I think so beautifully, and it reminds me of that form, the traditional formula for confession. The young man comes home and he's blubbering his little confession. He can't even get it out of his mouth. His father won't even hear him say, "I am not worthy to be called your son." He immediately embraces him, kisses him, puts a ring on his finger. And that's why I love in our Catholic tradition, the opening lines of confession are, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Right. I mean, what a reason for a blessing. Because the blessing comes because we believe more. Yeah. In God's unconditional love, we've begun to accept the good news. It has entered our heart, and therefore we are empowered to come and say, "Bless me, Father." And that blessing will lead us to a deeper union.
Now, we've only got like about another minute, Bob, and that is you have a retreat coming up or a pilgrimage coming up entitled Coming Home to Your True Self.
Yes.
Just say something briefly about that.
Father Paul Gallagher has arranged this retreat for busy people with the commitment each person has. We have over 50 people making this retreat, and they make a commitment for a half hour prayer every day of Lent, and also to meet with a spiritual director every week.
And a phone number to learn more about that.
That's the you could get it on the webpage of St. Peter's. I'm sorry, I
okay,
don't have
that would
that
be
at the top of my head.
www.stpetersloop.org. I want to thank in a special way our guest this segment, Father Robert Powell, Director of Programs at St. Peter's in the Loop. And Father Bob, thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be with you.
We'll be back again. To our listeners, stay with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. We'll be back right after a break.
Democracy is a wonderful thing, but how many of us really take part in exercising the freedoms we are so blessed to have in this country? Now here's your chance to let your voice be heard.
Wednesday, March 4th is Catholics at the Capitol Day. The Catholic Conference of Illinois invites you to join hundreds of Catholics in Springfield as we talk to lawmakers about key faith-based issues.
Let's push for legislation to decrease abortions, protect traditional marriage, support Catholic charities, hospitals, and nursing homes, and to get our Catholic schools the financial support they deserve.
1,000 Catholic school children, Cardinal George, our bishops, clergy, and laity will descend on Springfield. Join us.
Visit CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org or call 312-368-1066 for details. That's CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org or 312-368-1066.
We hope to see you in Springfield on Wednesday, March 4th for Catholics at the Capitol Day. Let's live our democracy.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George begins a series of visits to Chicago area parishes to discuss the recent Synod of Bishops on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. New scholarships are announced to assist Catholic school families that have been financially crippled by unemployment. And Catholic charities and parishes across the Archdiocese reach out to help feed the hungry during these tough economic times. We'll talk to Cardinal George about these stories and more during this latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side. Time in Chicago, 9:44 here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Phone number 312 255-8408, 312-255-8408. Questions or comments you may have regarding Lent, the Lenten journey, penance, what's the Lenten season all about? And we welcome into the studio for our final segment, Celeste Cotter, CSJ, Director of Vocation Ministry for the Sisters of St. Joseph and the presenter of The Mirror Image of God's Love, one of several Lent at the Well offerings from The Well, a center for spirituality in LaGrange Park. Celeste's focus in this presentation is God's passion for us and how that love finds expression in Jesus and in all of us. Celeste Cotter, welcome to Catholic Community Faith.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And maybe for a moment, Celeste, just describe for our listeners, I've been to the LaGrange campus, home, center, whatever you want to call. Describe to our listeners, what is The Well?
The Well is a spirituality center that is one of the ministries of the Congregation of St. Joseph, and there are many offerings at The Well. There's certainly a Lenten prayer series, a Lenten homily series. There's retreats. So
maybe I can give to our listeners right now, is this what you're saying? The Well will be celebrating Earth Day in a wonderful way and also with Lent presentations. You can go to www.csjthewell.org. I'll give that again before we close. But now you have this wonderful presentation entitled The Mirror Image of God's Love. Tell us something about your presentation.
Well, I was feeling like sometimes the focus of Lent is too much on the penance. And it's not a loving image of God. And if we look at Jesus, Jesus is the image of God, and he's actually more than a mirror image. A mirror image would be backwards. With Jesus, you see God as God is. And Jesus was not about the punishments, the law, and things like that. Jesus was about healing and reconciliation.
And compassion.
And compassion and coming back into community. So sometimes I think that's where we need to put our focus for Lent, on bringing those things about in our lives.
Now, is this a presentation you'll be giving in the near future, or have you already given this presentation?
No, it will take place during Holy Week, Wednesday of Holy Week.
Okay, in fact, even give it. It'd be Wednesday of Holy Week. What time and where?
I'm not real sure. It's in the evening, but it'll be at the LaGrange Center on Ogden Avenue in LaGrange Park.
Okay, and so again, they can go to www.csjthewell.org to learn more about it. And the thing is, when you talk about, you know, you are presenting a different aspect of the Lenten journey, because our last guest, Father Bob Powell, talked about the penance aspect, but you're talking more about Jesus, the reflection, the presence of God. In fact, you think about it, one day the disciples are walking with the Lord and they say, Jesus, show us God, show us the Father.
That's right.
And Jesus says to them, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Wasn't talking about being 6 foot with long hair and a beard, but talking precisely about compassion, mercy, love, forgiveness. And that's what the Lenten journey is all about.
That's correct. I think most of us really underestimate the love that God actually has for us and how much God seeks to be a part of our lives. And if we look at the times of healing, those have mostly been God's initiative.
Yeah.
You know, and so God is inviting us, just as Jesus invited the woman caught in sin, the lepers. He invited them into healing and wholeness. That's what we're being invited to this Lent.
I really find that the line this Lenten season that's hitting me so far is God never gives up on us. God never gives up on us. Also, wonderful line from Leo Tolstoy, the great writer, who says, everybody would like to have humanity change, but nobody wants to change themselves.
That's correct.
You know, everybody wants humanity to change, but no one's willing to make the change themselves. And ultimately, it's not about my changing you, but the change happens to have to come from within my own heart. And what a beautiful time this Lent, through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving. And also, Celeste, you hit it so beautifully. I truly believe people are unaware just how much God loves them. Mm-hmm. Because when someone says, well, how could God possibly love me for all I've done? It's that sense of, I'm such a terrible sinner, God could never possibly forgive me. And what I always stress with people, the mercy, the compassion, God loves and forgives us, but we have to be able to forgive ourselves. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Jump in on the conversation, 312-255-8408. Our guest is Celeste Cotter, CSJ, Director of Vocation Ministry for the Sisters of St. Joseph in LaGrange. We'll be back right after a break.
Bears executive Pat McCaskey attended a Catholic elementary school, high school, and university. He's glad he did.
The Bears have always emphasized community work, and I learned how to do that in the Catholic schools.
The Catholic schools of Cook and Lake Counties enjoy extremely high attendance and graduation rates, and they put students on a clear-cut path to college.
My wife and I have been blessed with three sons. We want our sons to continue to attend faith-based schools.
Pat McCaskey is backing a new Catholic schools initiative, Lessons That Last a Lifetime. Call 312-655-8486 for more information. That's 312-655-8486. Support Lessons That Last a Lifetime.
Good character and gospel values are just as important as good grades.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Time in Chicago is 9:51. Our guest is Celeste Cotter, CSJ, Director of Vocation Ministry for the Sisters of St. Joseph. Celeste, I want you to respond to this tremendous quote here by Julian of Norwich. And Julian of Norwich made the comment, "I saw how Christ has compassion on us because of sin. And just as I was before filled with full of pain and compassion on account of Christ's passion, so I now, in a measure, am filled with compassion for all my fellow Christians. And then I saw that every kind of compassion which one has for another human being in love is Christ in us." So the whole sense of the compassion we show one another. In fact, the root of the word compassion from the original translation means to suffer with. Compassion translated means to suffer with. Your response to that, the comment from Julian of Norwich?
I think that when we experience compassion ourselves, when we experience someone's mercy, that's when we truly understand what compassion is about. It's very hard to be forgiving and loving if you've not first experienced that. And so one of our calls as Christians is to share that forgiveness and that love with other people so that enables their hope in the Spirit, their life in Christ. And we become living witnesses of who Christ was by acting in that way.
Let me ask you this. What does Lent mean to you? I mean, you've been doing Lent since your own childhood. And, you know, the whole notion of Lent for me has changed from childhood to now adulthood. How about for you?
Very much so. I used to think about Lent as getting it right. And if I got it right, you know, then my life with God would be better. But I understand now it's so much more. It's really reflecting on God's presence in my life, God's care for me, and responding to that. And then, you know, we look always at Holy Week and Holy Thursday and the Last Supper. And what Jesus shared was himself. He said, "This is my body, this is my blood, do this in memory of me." So now we're called to share our body and our blood, to pour ourselves out into our ministries, into our work, whatever, and to share ourselves, but in that sharing, we're sharing the love of God.
I like when you said that, because when I was a boy, I just saw Lent as a giving up. You know, for example, American cheese sandwiches on Friday, fish on Friday, which I couldn't stand, and so, you know, no candy, let's say. But again, that's through the eyes of a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 12-year-old boy. That whole, and there's nothing wrong in giving up, and that should be part of the Lenten journey. But it's really as we get older and the wisdom of the years, because we're changing. We're changing every day physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But the whole thing of Lent is to leave room for God. Let God surprise us. That Lent, it's not so much what I do, but what we allow the good Lord to do in and through us. And I love your sense of that, you know, you're saying. Say something more about the talk you have given, the mirror image of God's love, and you talk about not so much a mirror, because that reflects back, but somehow that sense of image. So say something more about your presentation.
Well, you know, as I said, I used to think Lent was about getting it right, and now it has become one of my favorite times of the year, because it gives me time, and I take the time during Lent to reflect on my life, my ministry, my prayer. So in those things, I really see the love of God that's been present. Another example would be when I used to read Scripture, I always thought that the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, were very frightening and punishing, and I didn't like the image of God. But when I actually spent time in the Scriptures, Isaiah and some of the prophets, I really saw a very different picture of who God was. And I think that's the way it is with the season of Lent. As we grow and we mature and we have more life experience, we understand truly the mercy of God and God's love for us.
Even if we take the word Lent, Lent means spring or springtime. And what's so beautiful about the Lenten season, now granted, on this day it's snowing outside, today's high is supposed to be 31 degrees, but as February gives way to March, and March into April, that whole sense of from death to life. And that's part of what the journey of life is all about. Also, we notice how the daylight is growing longer. I think it's next weekend we change the clocks. And it changes people's moods from the darkness of winter, the cold, the hardness of the ground. Now, granted, we are still 3 weeks away from the official first day of spring. And everybody knows that end of March and even April can be very cold in Chicago, but there's hope. And I think the Lenten journey also speaks of hope, so promising we call it eternal.
Well, we know that after every winter there's a spring.
Exactly.
We know that after every Lent there's an Easter. We don't always seem to bring that into our lives. And so if we are true believers, if we understand the power of God in our lives, then we can look at those winter times of our lives and those Lenten times of our lives and say, God will be present in a different way. This is a period of time, and it's to help my spiritual growth.
And then I think the worst thing an individual can do is say, oh, here we go, another Lent. I'll do nothing different this year. It's just another 40 days. And I think the whole sense of the 40 days, it takes time to make changes in our life. You know, to lose 10 pounds does not happen overnight. To make changes in one prayer life, it literally needs to take time. It's part of a journey. And anything done well in life, anything, it takes time, perseverance, hard work, and discipline.
And we need to know, too, that we don't accomplish it on our own.
Correct.
So what we do is we point our heart towards God, and we point ourselves towards God, and we ask God's help to do the rest.
Yeah.
And God will accomplish it.
Let me ask you this. Are there any questions you ask yourself? I know Father Bob Powell, the previous guest, said three questions he's asking his people, his community, this time of year is, what do I want to stop doing? What do I want to start doing? And somehow in and through the first and second question is, what needs to be done differently in my life? And but believe it or not, we are pretty much running out of time here, but I do want to get this in for Celeste, and that is, the well offers many more opportunities for spiritual growth and self-knowledge, including a whole series of Lent at the Well presentations and reflections and an overnight retreat for women. The Well will also be celebrating Earth Day in a wonderful way. Visit www.csjthewell.org. I want to thank in a very special way our guest this last segment, Celeste Cotter, CSJ, Director of Vocation Ministry for the Sisters of St. Joseph. Thank you, Celeste, for being a guest here on Catholic Community Faith.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, great to have you. And also want to thank in a special way our producer, Diane Dunnigan, and engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock, for another wonderful job. Great, well done. To our listeners, a blessed Lenten journey. Great weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.